Is the still being negotiated Trans-Pacific Partnership and the renewing of Trade Promotion Authority for the President connected? U.S. Trade Representative Michael Froman says TPA and TPP are part of a comprehensive trade agenda for the U.S.
As the President said a couple of weeks ago, if we come back with a good deal, we'll have the votes. And so we're focusing on bringing back a good deal, explaining that deal to the members of Congress, and for them to understand from the grassroots what's really at stake.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says there are risks involved to U.S. trade, including ag trade, if TPA is not reached.
Take TPP, for example. It represents a fairly significant percentage of the gross domestic product of the world, roughly 40%. It's 42% of our total exports today. If we're not part of the negotiations and agreements, then regional trade agreements will be reached, bilateral trade agreements with our competitors will be reached, and we will lose market share. We will lose opportunity. And frankly, in the trade business, once you lose it, it's very difficult to get it back.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.